Well, of course, we've kind of got the holidays on the brain here at 103.3 KUMD. And maybe you are also thinking about how you can maximize your shopping dollars, or you're maybe feeling a little bit bummed out that finances dictate that your gift-giving potential has been limited. I've got a college student at home now during this break who is suddenly finding herself without a lot of the money that she had last year when she was able to work part-time. So if you've got those things on your mind, we thought we'd just mention that the Duluth Art Institute has a free family day coming up, and we'd find out a little bit more about it. Amy Varsic is the education director at the Duluth Art Institute, and she joins us this morning here in our studios. Hi, Amy. Nice to have you here.
Well, thanks for having me.
And you've no doubt been looking around and thinking about all the things that you could do to decorate our modest little space here in the basement, and maybe some, I don't know, cheery murals might help. It's all the soundproofing. It's just not it's not really a good look. But if folks are interested in coming to the free family art days, Annie Dugan, of course, has talked about those a lot in the past years. People can drop in, and not only do they have the opportunity to make art, but you kind of show them some stuff. Tell us about these family days.
Sure. We do have the family days four times a year, and our next one is coming up this Saturday. It's from 11 to 2 at our Lincoln Park building.
Which is so gorgeous.
It is a gorgeous old Carnegie Library, and every once in a while we get someone dropping in just to see it because they're fans of Carnegie. And it's a beautiful space to create art. And at family days, we usually have 5 to 6 activities that families can partake in. Oftentimes, we'll have maybe one activity that's a collaborative art project where people just work on it in our space, and then it lives in our space until the next family day. And then the rest of the projects are take and make. So you can easily use some of these projects for gifts or keep them for yourselves to treasure as a family.
Well, the idea of the handmade gift, of course, there was a time when nobody did anything but handmade gifts. And then we started thinking that it had to come in a box and be wrapped in inaccessible plastic bubbles, you know, in order for it to be a proper gift or need batteries or plug-in, that sort of thing. But I think people seem like they're moving back, in some respects, they're moving back to the idea of at least a couple of handmade things. And is that your sense?
I think so, too. There's a big movement headed towards handmade items. People get a lot of satisfaction out of making things with their own hands. And whether they keep those or gift them, it can be a great source of joy for all those involved. And one of the things that I like to do with our Art Institute Free Family Days is have a combination of activities that might introduce a child or an adult or a family in its entirety into a new activity, but also have activities that they can replicate at home. Try to offer them a balance of activities that might have a hard time getting a hold of the supplies on your own, balancing that out with items that you can make with things that you probably have either in your kitchen or in your junk drawer.
I've always wanted to try weaving. I always thought that that would just be the most fun. But of course, if you have to go out and buy a loom or something in order to try this, that might, for a lot of families, I don't think we're going to try spinning our own wool. That just doesn't seem practical.
Right.
So but if the Duluth Art Institute makes some of these things possible, you get to give it a hand or give it a try and see if you might enjoy doing it.
Exactly. And this Saturday, we are going to be making felted animals out of wool that we get locally, and felting them using cookie cutters as templates. So I think that's a great example of materials that you probably don't have lying around at home, but it ends up being a really unique activity.
Well, and the nice thing about felting, too, is that a friend of mine actually said you can do it in the dryer. And she showed me, she said, this is how you knit something, and this is the yarn that you use, and then you pop it in the dryer. So, that's, of course, if you don't have sheep in the backyard, the Duluth Art Institute may be able to, locally sourced sheep and kind of take you all the way through the process. And what are some other things that you've had the fun of introducing families to? with the family days?
Well, like I said before, some of the activities that you can replicate at home are like the tissue paper mosaics we'll be doing this weekend. Basically, it's just tissue paper. You put it on a sticky surface like contact paper. And then in this case, this week, we're going to be adding black snowflakes on top of it. So it creates a nice stained glass effect with materials that you might have lying around at home, especially when you're doing a lot of gift wrapping and you have that tissue paper.
Right. You got all the extras and you bought the bag with all the colors. Exciting. Do you find, as you have the opportunity to talk to families after these family days, that people maybe come back again or they stick their head in and they say, oh my gosh, you'll never believe I, you know, we all went home and we did fill in the blank.
We get a lot of repeat families. I always get so excited when I see a family that I've seen coming for years walk in the door. But it's also really exciting to get new families. And it seems like each event that we have, we're able to outreach to an extended audience and get people in the door that have never come before. But yes, it's really exciting when you see those repeat families and they'll tell you, oh, I just love this activity. I like the last time we did it. Or how come you don't have the clay wheels out this time? Which traditionally we do the ceramic wheel triads in April for our April Family Day.
Well, there's another thing that, you know, when are you ever going to have the opportunity to try making something at a wheel? You've seen the videos. It looks so easy.
It does look easy.
You know it's not that easy. But how are you ever going to have an opportunity to try it if you can't use someone else's equipment, obviously, because it's not likely you're going to buy one for yourself and then discover you're no good at it.
Right. So look forward to that in April. And then usually in the summer, we have our art canopy days on Tuesdays. And one of those Tuesdays, we bust out a couple of wheels so people can try them as well.
Oh, fun. Amy, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It was great to have you in our studios.
Well, thank you.
Amy Varzik is the Education Director at the Duluth Art Institute, and there is a free family day tomorrow at the Lincoln Park Building. We'll get a link on our website, so it'll be easy for you to find for more information.